Yeah, Alex. Yes. What was the mood on the bench when it was 3-0?
Actually, it wasn't too bad. We haven't had the start that we wanted, but when the GF called the timeout, I think that was a really smart play to just settle down and like just boys, like we have 50 minutes left. We're a good team. We're a deep team. Like they traveled yesterday. We're going to get going, trust the process. We just need one goal. And I think the Schnarr line really set the tone for us early all night. I mean, they were really heavy. They spent time in the ozone all night, consistency. So when you see that every line is contributing and putting pressure and pressure, and like that's the best way to go through teams like this.
And speaking of Nate Schnarr, you're facing his old team this afternoon. What do you feel like Nate has brought to the dressing room and on the ice for Laval?
First of all, I think like he's a great guy off the ice. I think that's a good thing. When like you got traded, you don't know anybody in the team, and sometimes like you're shy a bit, but not at all. Like Schnarr is a great player. Like we remember him play against him last time in Utica. But he brings he brings size. He's a smart player. He can play wing. He can play center. Good on draws. Like he checked a lot of boxes. And for a team like that's really like a depth, like a really really good player that you can put up and down the lineup. And that's a great addition for us.
And how are you feeling after your first weekend after such a long absence?
It wasn't too bad yesterday. I had the less, I was winded a couple of times, but today I'm trying to, like today was a better day for me. I feel more comfortable with the puck. I had a little bit more in my gas tank as well. So game by game, day to day, I know I will improve every period. And my goal right now, I have 10 games left to get ready for the playoff, and that's key.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So busy.